Hello and welcome to the penultimate podcast in our series Preparing for the Procurement Act. My name is Rachel Malik. I am a supervising associate in the Competition, Antitrust and Trade team at Simmons, and I'm joined again by Jane Bentham, who is a partner in our disputes team. Today we're going to be talking about an area where Jane has a wealth of experience, that is procurement challenges. So Jane, just to kick us off, could you perhaps take us through whether the Act alters the way in which challenges to contract awards might be brought?
Well, whilst it certainly doesn't go as far as some of the initial consultations suggested, it does make a few relevant changes. And the first of those is that it reduces the standstill period.
And what's the practical effect of that for tenderers?
Well, previously on contract notification, there would be a 10 calendar day standstill period in which the authority wouldn't be able to enter into the contract with the winning bidder, and the unsuccessful parties would effectively have that time to consider whether to challenge the award notice. That period has changed to 8 working days, which I think just clarifies the position on which days to count.
And what other changes have been made then?
I think the most interesting of the other changes is probably in relation to the automatic suspension. So it remains the case that when a claim is launched within the standstill period, an automatic suspension on entering into the contract will be triggered. And that can only be lifted on application to the court. But the Act introduces a new test for deciding whether to lift the suspension. So previously, the court adopted the same test as it would in any interim injunction application, the American cyanamide test, which was a 3-prong test. So there, first, the court would consider, is there a serious issue to be tried? Then it would look to whether damages were an adequate remedy. And finally, it would ask, where does the balance of convenience lie? But that test is replaced in the Act with a new test, also 3-pronged, but with a different emphasis. In that test, the court will first need to consider the public interest, both in the principle that public contracts should be awarded in accordance with the law, and also the need to avoid delay. Second, the court will take into account the interests of suppliers, and that will include whether damages are an adequate remedy. And third, the court will consider any other matters it deems appropriate.
And do you think that the new test will dramatically change the way the court views an automatic suspension?
It's difficult to say. I think there are some commentators who believe the American cyanamide wording was wide enough to take account of the public interest angle in procurement challenges. But that said, it's certainly true that maintaining the automatic suspension has been pretty rare. But with the express emphasis on public interest now, it may be that we see courts taking a different approach to this.
And finally, are there any other changes we ought to be aware of?
Well, I think the main issues from a procurement challenge perspective are probably still ones that are a focus for future reform. I mentioned that the Act doesn't go as far as the initial consultation had suggested. And many of the hoped for changes centred around the procedure for bringing those challenges in an effort to streamline and expedite the process. I think the possible changes in the future might actually address those concerns. And so they might include things like a dedicated procurement challenge judge, an expedited trial process, and perhaps the use of district registries to shift the burden away from London and unlock some of the backlog. I know that another area of frequent frustration amongst practitioners and users alike is the disclosure process, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see some amendments to that to set clearer parameters for early disclosure. So I think really in this space, it's just a case of looking to the future to see what reforms are going to be introduced at a later date.